fuck, I've built my own prison, you know? And that's where I am at this stage in my life, I feel. Like, I've built my own fucking prison, bro. Like, I'm sitting in it, and it's got nice Apple, you know, products and a GoPro and some microphone stands and gear and whatnot. But it's just like, what am I doing this for? You know, I have to work so fucking hard and don't get fucking paid and I don't know. See, that's the thing. I'm at a great transition period in my life because I don't know what I'm doing anymore. You know, I thought I did. But I've never been in a job for this long. I never... Let's just say, as soon as I become number one at something, I become disinterested. I've achieved everything I can achieve at that point. And that's where I am with the Vinnie Eastwood show. I'm the best interviewer in the world. Like, no, see, you think I'm being arrogant, huh? No. No. I'm being deadly fucking serious. 5-6 years of interviews, in depth, 1 or 2 hour interviews, starting off on the street with activists, talking to them for extended periods of time, finding out what makes absolutely everybody fucking tick and be able to pull on those threads exactly when they need to be pulled on to tell a joke at the exact right time, to offer a story of inflection, a moment of pause. These things are not something you can just pick up. You either have this gift or you simply do not. Right? You go and you listen to any person who you think is a really, really great guest. Okay? And you go listen to the interviews that guest does on 10, 20, 30 different radio shows. Whatever. However many you can find, and then listen to the episode that they did on the Vinnie Eastwood show. It's not only noticeably different, it's markedly better. And it's much more enjoyable. And you can even feel the effect of listening to the episode of the Vinnie Eastwood show long after you've heard it. Okay, shit changes in your life when you listen to this show. Fucking listen to the show. Fucking listen to the show. Siri fucking Isley fucking listen to the fucking show. God damn it. Look, let me just explain to you what you're getting. For free. You are getting the most in-depth, emotionally open, compassionate, intelligent, witty, and brilliant talks with some of the most interesting people on the planet today in a very closed, personal, off-the-cuff, totally unrehearsed, absolutely real way. You feel like you're listening to two real people. It hasn't been manufactured or doctored. It hasn't been constructed in a way to make you listen longer. It doesn't get interrupted by commercial breaks. This is the best fucking show in the world. Make no mistake. Keep listening. If you go to the homepage and just say, look, I'm going to start listening to the Vinnie Eastwood show for a week and I'm going to see how I feel. You will feel different. You listen to 5 shows in 1 week. Whew! You say, okay, I've done a week of the Vinnie Eastwood show. Let's do a month. You come up with at the end of like 4 or 5 weeks and you've listened to 20, 25 different shows. And you, oh, whoa, the entire world's starting to collapse. Like, I thought I was a truther and that I knew about all sorts of interesting shit, but this is fucking blowing my mind. And then you say, what if I fucking listen to a whole year of the Vinnie Eastwood show? You won't be the same person anymore. 1 year. I guarantee you, give me 1 year. 1 year of your life. You've got many. You've lived many already. 1 year of your life listening to a show nearly every day, maybe two in a day at sometimes. You will have immense benefit in your life. The fucking knowledge that has been dispensed on this show, with all the episodes, the amount of stories that have been told from fucking first-hand sources, educated people, doctors, lawyers, people who are trailblazers, authors, fucking, oh my God. You ever had a conversation with somebody that you knew was more intelligent than you straight off the bat? You know, you just, whoa. Right, that was what it was like for me for years, like 5-6 years I've been doing this shit, man. Talking to people who are smarter than me. And now I am changed. I am better in every way that one person can be. And if you listen to the show, if you do me the honor of entertaining you for 1 year of your life, you won't need to thank me. Because then you will stop listening. Right? That's the ultimate goal here, is to get you enough wisdom and clarity and real human sensation so that you won't need it anymore. That's what inspiration truly is. That's why I do this all selfishly. That's why I try to inspire people. Because once you're inspired by me, you don't need my help anymore. You don't really need anybody's help. Not to start a project or something. And when you need it, that help turns up. Magically. That is the purpose. I want you to have part of the magic that I have been given, everything that I have ever needed in the 6-8 years I've been an activist, 10 years nearly, has come out of the fucking blue. Everything. Every time. All I needed to do was ask for it. Do you want to know what that feels like? It feels like this sound. That weight, that pressure, that off. That's what it feels like. Once you realize that, fuck, I don't have to live the way other people are telling me to live. I don't have to do things that they tell me to do. That feeling is incomparable. Other people hate their lives, they hate themselves, but I don't. I may feel unfortunately regretful about a lot of the things that have happened to me along the way, but I don't hate myself and I don't hate my life. And I don't dread getting up every morning. And I don't have somebody telling me what to do any time of the day or night. All I do is what I feel like doing. And it just turns out, a lot of the time, I feel like helping other people so that they don't have to go through all the really horrific shit that I did in order to produce the things that I have produced. To give them that gift of knowledge and wisdom that comes through fucking traumatic experiences. Listening to the show will be a traumatic experience for you. Unless you're a stone. Unless you don't really listen. Unless you just sit there looking for things that you disagree with. The reason why the show opens you up so much is because it doesn't matter who the fuck you are. You will hear an enormous amount of things that you disagree with, and don't like. On each show, there will be something that will get up you a little bit. Just breathe it out, remain calm. It's just a show.